Hey everyone, hope you're having a great week and happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Let's get right into it this week with another activist chat with Marissa Rando, who created PACT Brooklyn, an organization that helps you donate at whatever level you're comfortable with to community-based organizations around New York City. Okay, so Marissa, thank you so much for joining me for this interview. Can you just introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Marissa. I'm a Sagittarius, local New Yorker, based in Brooklyn, and I'm the founder of PACT Collective, which is what we're here to talk about today.
Amazing. Can you just tell me a little bit about PACT?
Sure. So PACT is effectively an accessible donation subscription service, and every single month we fundraise for a different grassroots intersectional organization, and yeah, that's our mission. What we do.
And so what are some of the organizations that you fundraised for?
So in the past we've donated where there was the most need. Like, we all know 2020, it felt like there was like a dumpster fire every single day. And so, for example, with the Georgia runoff elections last year, we fundraised for Georgia 5-5, which is a small grassroots organization that does line warming in like lower income communities where there's serious voter suppression in Georgia. But we've recently kind of shifted our focus to get back to our roots and fundraise for organizations here in New York. Yeah. So we've supported the Audre Lorde Project, which is a very well-known organization here that does phenomenal work for the girls. And this past month, we just fundraised for the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project, which provides support for LGBTQ migrants being held in ICE detention. And that was so much to learn about. The work they do is amazing, and they're like a team of three, which is so impressive.
Yeah, people power, I guess. Yeah. When someone's dedicated.
Yeah, absolutely.
The world is unlimited.
Yeah.
And so how do you choose these organizations? Because there's so many amazing organizations, and I guess that's why people struggle to donate sometimes. I definitely struggled with that, where I just don't know where to donate. So how do you make that decision?
So that's like kind of how PACT was born, and maybe we'll get into that later. But to your point, there's such kind of decision paralysis around it when options are presented to you. But when you're looking for smaller organizations, when you're looking for these organizations that really align with your values or are like deep in your community, it's incredibly hard to find via a Google search. Like, we all kind of just default to ACLU, Planned Parenthood, like these larger national organizations. And so the way we source organizations is, you know, we're pretty like embedded in our community. And so we've met a lot of the founders of these organizations at protests, at rallies, like just at different events, being a part of the community. But additionally, we look to a lot of activists that we know and respect in each kind of space. And we kind of investigate like what organizations they're involved with. And so we have like a number of tactics to kind of uncover like these small local guys, again, who might just be like a team of three, but the work they're doing is outstanding.
Yeah.
One thing that I really love and respect about Brooklyn culture and like the way that a lot of these organizations like move in New York is they make it like really fun and engaging to donate, to give, to be a part of a community that celebrates its diversity and, you know, can also have these real topics about needs in the community. And so one of the organizations I mentioned that we support, called For the Girls, like, they throw these phenomenal parties. Mm-hmm. It's a fund effectively for Black trans folks, and the fund either goes to housing or medical expenses or gender reassignment surgeries. Yeah, and so I came across that organization like through a party they hosted, and I was like, wow, like, this feels so special to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And they've really created something that's amazing.
Yeah. Especially, I think, these big international organizations, like, you can say a lot, but then once you're actually in it, the energy isn't there, and it's almost like you don't, like, you can't see people's motivation. Whereas I guess in a party space like that, where everyone is just so in it,
yeah,
you can really tell.
Absolutely. It's like, I think that's like one of the problems with donating is we call it philanthropy. And when you're a donor to these organizations. Like, they host like galas, and it feels very separate. Like, being a philanthropist feels very separate than just being someone that's like involved in your community, which is what I think like we all have like a bigger desire for and like a stronger calling to, at least. And so, yeah, I think again, with the organizations we're supporting and what we're hoping to do, is special. And it's really just about bringing people together and educating, regardless the amount that you can contribute. Like, our lowest tier of contribution on PACT is $3. So people can give $3 and watch that amount grow to like over $1,000 for an organization. And I think knowing that they've been a part of that, yeah, it's really special to some people.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the idea of philanthropy. Mm-hmm. How do you want philanthropy to change?
This is like such a multi-tiered question. I'm like, how many bullet points should I go through? but I think, I do think there's a huge shift towards mutual aid, which is great, because like, I think historically in philanthropy, and honestly, like years ago when I first thought about starting like a philanthropic tech company, it was kind of backed by like, we're gonna support only the most highly effective nonprofits, like the ones that all the data shows that they're allocating as much of the funds as possible, et cetera. And I think that people often like approach philanthropy that way with like a microscope. They're like, how much of my money exactly is going in? Is it going to the most high leverage place? Like, and the thing about mutual aid is it kind of removes this like deserving bias that we have, like, who really deserves my money? Like, how do I know that they're really in need? And like, I think there's so much skepticism around it, and that we've baked into kind of the way that we think about nonprofits and philanthropy, that it misses like the original point. Like, if you have a spirit of giving, if you understand that you're in a place of privilege, it's like, why do you need someone to show you how in need they are? Like, I feel like in a way that's a little dehumanizing. And so Effective Altruists and the Gates Foundation have a ton of merit in wanting to support the most like high leverage like nonprofits who, you know, address like the very baseline of like the hierarchy of needs, and they're eradicating poverty and different diseases. Like, I think it's great work, but I think there's a spirit around philanthropy and giving that's very like, yeah, again, it implements that deserving bias that I see us kind of getting away from, and I really love it. I think that's what we're kind of trying to do with PACT as well.
Yeah.
We can promise that the people are great and like that the work that they're doing is real, but I think like, you know, we're putting it in their hands. We're not, you know, asking them for hard data back. Often these smaller organizations can't produce that, and that system works against them. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And then going back a little, can you just tell me about kind of your background in this space and then why you decided to start PACT?
Sure. So my background is mostly in marketing. Like, I really love the intersection of creativity and like problem solving. And I think that marketing fits that. And so, historically, like, I've worked in marketing at a lot of nonprofits, and they're kind of caught in a really tough spot where like they are strapped for cash, they're strapped for their like teams, like they don't have a lot of funding, you know, they can't afford to pay the same people they're paying that work at like Google or Facebook, like they can't compete. Yeah. And so in many ways, like the people that they're working with aren't as highly trained because what they can afford to pay folks. And then when it comes to marketing, it's like they don't have these high marketing budgets. And then even if they did put out, you know, any like marketing, like paid ads, like if you saw a paid ad or a billboard for a nonprofit, you know, that would kind of encourage like skepticism in the way that when you get direct mail ads, you're kind of like, oh, like, why are they spending money on this and not the cause? Again, it kind of feeds back into that, like, we have such high scrutiny for these nonprofits when we have like we don't have high scrutiny for anything else. We'll see a shirt we like on Instagram and buy it in 2 seconds.
Right.
Like, won't question where it comes from, et cetera. Many of us at least. And so I think it's challenging for them. And so I've always wanted to use just my background in marketing to be like, cool, how do I solve this marketing problem for them? Like, so that nonprofits can focus all of the money that they have on their cause and on their work. And like, they just have kind of somebody that does that for them. And so, yeah, that's kind of a part of what we're trying to do at PACT.
Yeah. What you said just made me kind of imagine a world where nonprofits are as supported and funded as like any other organization. And just like thinking about how different of a world that would be.
Yeah.
And like then if nonprofits would even be needed if right. we lived in that yes. kind of world, you know?
Yes. That is our goal, to build a world where nonprofits are not needed yeah. anymore. Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there a specific moment that we can zoom in on, which is when you got the idea of PACT?
What's so funny is it happened in such a way that I like didn't realize I was creating something. Like last year, you know, a lot of my friends know that I volunteer a lot or that I'm pretty like active in the community. And so, you know, as we know, like in the United States, at least New York City was probably the hardest hit by COVID. Like it felt very apocalyptic in New York and it was devastating. And so many friends were kind of texting me being like, hey, Marissa, like I would love to give to small businesses right now. Like, where do I go? How do I support hospitals in New York? Like I was just fielding texts from a lot of my friends. And even I think where there were resources, like sometimes you see these kind of posts on Instagram and there's like 20 organizations and everyone was like, Marissa, I don't know how to pick the best one. It was either there was like a scarcity or there was like an overwhelming, like there was no clear place for people to give at the time. And so, people were kind of just like asking me, like, they were like, I'll send you money, like whatever. Like, I just want to be helpful right now. And so I stood up like a little website and it was literally just something I like sent out to my friends and people in my network being like, hey, like if you are interested in giving and supporting New York City, I was like, you could just fill out this form, like saying where you want the money to go, like what kind of cause or what community group, again, small businesses, hospitals, nurses, et cetera. And I'll donate the money and send you back the receipt. So like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And yeah, just via like my friends, like, and these were all one-time donations. It was like a quick Squarespace site I like put up in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We raised like I sent out over $10,000 and it was like super manual and super like not sustainable. And again, it was just my personal network.
Yeah.
But I was like, whoa, there is something here. Like people, like I think it's wild that tech works to solve so many like non-problems, but like problems like these where people are like dying to just like do the right thing, to help each other, to feel good. And yet there's so much friction in that experience, especially in the nonprofit world. So that's kind of how PACT started, like during the pandemic and everything. I was like, wait a second, how can I market this to people outside of my friends? Or how can I'm sure if like my network is dealing with this, there are other people who just like want an easy way to give and like trust that it's going to a good place and feel connected to their community. And again, 2020 had no shortage of like disastrous events after that. So we were like, cool, let's like get this up and running.
So can you just explain like what you see effective altruism to be, as well as just any ideas from what you've read with Peter Singer or anyone else that's like really influenced you in this work?
You know, so effective altruism is effectively like a commitment to giving. Like we call PACT because we're suggesting that people make a pact, they make a promise to, you know, dedicate some part of their life to this work, because it is work, but it is important. It's what makes us human. Like it's so much more than just like a subscription for giving. It's a pact to support the people around you, to be an anti-racist, to do that work. Right. And so effective altruism allows people to give a percentage of their income. I think mostly to like these portfolios that are designed by like the effective altruist community, which, you know, we talked about previously, is often like the most high leverage nonprofits out there, which again, I don't think there's anything wrong with, but I think that attracts a certain like very data driven kind of person. Where we're trying to really just reach people who, again, don't have that deserving bias in their mind and want to just like be a part of their community. But again, I do think that effective altruism makes it like they have all these mechanisms that will help just like kind of help you budget this into your life, like will help you make that commitment. And so I think our goal is to mirror that by building tools that make it easy for people to just continually give and make it a part of their life, rather than the way kind of giving currently works is like a crisis comes up and you feel this emotional reaction and then you give and you're not really sure how much to give. It really depends on the moment or the day. Like maybe if you got paid that day, you'll give $100 because you're feeling more giving. And if you just paid some bills that day, you're going to get like $10 because you're feeling like, you know, it's just like a different headspace. And so I think it effective altruism provides a really good framework for like, how much should I give? Where should I give? Like, it makes it so easy to for people to just opt into and start giving, you know?
Yeah. I was actually wondering if we could go onto the PACT website on your phone maybe, and you could just walk us through like how to donate.
So again, we've kind of rebranded to talk more to our New York audience to kind of position ourselves as like, these are these intersectional and progressive places you could give in New York. We don't want it to feel like only rich people can participate in philanthropy. Like everyone can be a part of their community. We have three subscription tiers. One is for $3, another is for $10, and the other is for $25. And yeah, you just sign up and subscribe with us, and 100% of the funds makes it to the organization. We pay the subscription fees for and everything for Squarespace out of our own pockets. So all of the money that makes it through goes right to these organizations.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I hope that it is a step in the right direction in terms of, you know, allowing people to give without this deserving bias, like allowing people to just kind of plug into their communities and trust the people that are affected by the work to be doing the work. You know, I think sometimes in philanthropy, we want to like prescribe solutions to certain communities and be like, well, we know the data answers and we're going to solve it with data. And it's like, you know, true equality is, I think, giving people power to like make decisions for themselves and understand what's best for them. And so many of the organizations we support are run by people of color. They are run by the people that they represent. And I think that that's has so much merit in and of itself as well.
To learn more and support PACT, visit thepactcollective.com. That's THEPACT collective.com. You can also find the link in our show notes below. Thanks for listening.